Fire crews continue to pour tons of water on a still-burning soundstage at Universal Studios in Studio City this morning. Shortly before 5 a.m., a fire broke out following several explosions on a soundstage where a production was in process. Our KPCC's Patricia Nazario is on the scene, as you've been hearing through the morning. She's been reporting live from Lancashire Boulevard, where a news conference is just about underway. Patricia?
Yeah, we're standing by waiting for Universal Studios executives to come out and talk to us about what they've lost or what's threatened. What we do know is they plan to open today at about noon. The fire is contained to one area of the back lot, and the park is at the top of the mountain, so they feel like it's safe for tourists to come to the park and to come to Universal City Walk. You know, the area here offers restaurants, and it's the scene for many movies, sitcoms, Desperate Housewives. So a lot to see, and you know, some people may be curious, actually, Carrie, to come out and see what's happening with this fire at the same time.
Yeah, that's the irony of it, Patricia, that the fire itself will actually become a tour attraction today. We understand the King Kong exhibit on the tour has been destroyed by the fire.
That's right. We were speaking with Councilman Tom LeBlanc just a few minutes ago, and he was telling us that he spent 2 hours back there on the back lot, and that the King Kong attraction is gone, as well as the New York City streetscape. To him, he said it was ironic because it looked like a disaster movie was being filmed here. And he talked about firefighters and Universal City employees working hand-in-hand trying to save archive films. They were kind of handing these things down an assembly line, trying to save historical archival footage or items here at the park.
Thanks very much, Patricia Nazario. We'll have continued reports for you throughout the morning as the progress continues against that fire at Universal Studios.